We'll start. Listen, that the Leviath got Mador, Barney the Lab, Sikha Tzadik, the Kodesh and Vocha. Mother, you left in a Savoy that he doesn't want to know that we mastered him. Not the Derech Hasehirus, and not in this way, not in that way. He's asking no signs, no pictures, no brushes. Be happy if you have 10 people in the Leviath. Right, I'm going to ask you to write a letter that it's a chiyuv for the tzibur. Now in the Shemayim, he knows that Klal Yisrael needs it, and now he is masking. I'm not going in now to the noise if we are masking or we're not masking. But a person has to know, I'll tell you for myself, Baruch Hashem, my daughter became a Kali yesterday night. In the house with a little l'chaim. The Levi was 12 o'clock by night. So l'chaim and my son started to dance a little bit. So my father got up and he said, Rav Shteyman is lifting, you could dance? Like, not like also, like, you're not normal? Are you dancing? I want to be masber. We are not holding them, yeah? Not Shiva has to cancel a Masiba. It doesn't make a difference if the Ilum feel it, the Ilum don't feel it. Shiva cancels a Masiba because it's not Dar Heretz that the day after the God of Dar is Lifter that everyone, Shiva has an official party, yeah? But the real Hargosha has to be that how someone could, how you dance? Some of your sister got engaged, so what? But how Nakoyan said, when he didn't eat the kolban, my kids died today and I will eat the kolban. Why am I saying that? By saying it, it will not make you to feel different from what you're feeling. But I want to explain, a person has to know, it's not a shkofe, or even klali, especially in Chanukah, that you know, the Yavonim tried to give us the wrong shkofe, even if you're not holding there to understand, I can't dance, so I was on the vine that I can't dance. So he didn't ask her because him. He said, how you young guys can dance? Today such a terrible thing happened. We don't understand. I'm going to over to 104 to when he will live. Yeah, he was sick anyway. I'm not going after all the questions that people have inside the head when they try to miyasa the richtige Hashkofe. But this is the richtige Hashkofe. So a person has to know that even if he's not holding in that place, as a hanover, as the Gemara says, "La'olam ilmad adam shaloi lishma, shemetay shaloi lishma bal lishma." Not everyone is holding in the madrigas with the learning teira mamish, with lishma with the richtige. But you learn, and hopefully you will get the lishma when you shake the na'anuim. You know how much bad malachim you do when you do to the right side. And how much shading you do when you do to the left side, and how much tikkunim in the neshamas when you do to the top. Not everyone knows to mechaven every time. Some people even mix up, they think the wrong things in the right and the wrong sides. You have people that do know, yeah? So because of that, you don't shake the lulav. So the same thing with Adam Godless Lifter, even if we're not shtelling tzura, we're not understanding, but we have to have a kind of connection. How a person has a connection. I'm saying this is what Reb Chaim explained, that even if God doesn't want that, he'll be muspud, it's his anoga, it's his anove, but what Klal Yisrael has to take out, and it's not a stira to build, to understand what you have to think and how you have to think, that is not against his tzavoy. I'm saying there's 2 points that when a person wants to feel connected, it's brought down in Tzfari, that when a person is nifter, his koiches stay in the world, they don't go up, and it's hefkel. And everyone could grab. So every of them, Godel has what he's specific, special in. And when he's nifter, you could grab that chelik, and you could take it. Shteyman had נטול, חוץ לאיזה ביג תלמיד חכם, צדיק, קדוש. He had two main points. One point was that by him, glad sitting and learning without cheshbonos was the main thing. He writes to his kids, if to get the amud, you will have to mevatel Torah because you have to chab this place to daven that place, just sit and learn the mishmasi. It's a bigger tikkun. Don't think that he's a person that doesn't care. He said, don't call me a tzaddik or a goyim because I'm an oilum ha'emes and I'll be so embarrassed. I know who I am. They will laugh at me. This is called a tzaddik. Only the tanoim, what they will say. You're calling yourself a tzaddik, you're calling yourself a rebbe. Who you are? This is this pachat from oilum ha'emes. And we know what the tefillah and the kaddish does for a father. You know, the sfarim, like it saves him. He says, but if you have to look for amud and you're not learning, please don't. Please don't learn, don't do that. And he says, and then coming to the yahrzeit, he said, I want people to come to shana, the shleishim, but again, if it's in the cheshbon of learning and that, and you see, just sit and learn that day, the whole day, l'ilui mishmosi, I'll be out preferred. But that was ba'etzim, his pashtas, just sit and learn. Sit and learn yimul v'layim. When a person could grab out to that nekuda, now, to that nekuda in life, the second thing is his ketusha, his precious, his anova. Remember, 20 years ago he came to Gates a couple of days for a chizuk, he stayed with my father-in-law. I wanted to know why they prepared a meal for him. Oh, wow. So, he went to his room, in his suitcase, he took out the packet. So then he said, I need two potatoes. He had a peeler, his old peeler. Filled them. He said, water I could use from here. And he cooked them. That was his meal. His own pot, potatoes, nothing in it. So he gave a shmuz in Yeshiva once. And he said that a person has to know the tachlis of the bria is to be dovuk ba'ashem and polish. He said, why I'm speaking it out to here? I know that no one, I can't say no one, Mr. Tommy, there's some good guys here. No one has shaykhs to that madrigas. I remember once he came to speak in Allah from the shul, and I gave him like a nice chair to sit. He didn't want to sit, he went to the bench. So I thought he's choshesh nikilai, like going out of Osuga in there. So he's choshesh nikilai. I don't lean on the back of the chair. I never, yeah, it became 100, he had to, but I don't lean, I sit. Man in the back of the chair, but I don't want this nice comfortable chair, a bench. Kadam and learn the same, Chvil Mishneh. So he said, why am I speaking like that to Baba? He said, a person in life, even if he's not holding there, he has to know to where we have to. We are men at the Boilamazi. We like to enjoy, we like to have a good time. But the shaila is, what is the mahalach? Where are we heading? The person has to put the heading, where he's headed. Number one. Number two, that the person is heading there, sometimes in moments in life, he will reach there. But if he doesn't have that vision, if he doesn't have that plan to get to that place, then he goes and he's enjoying, he becomes ungashm. Well, you know, there's a plan for Ruchnias. There's a Mahalach to get there. Leider, Echatzach Nishdol. I'm not there yet. We'll take me time to get there. Then Hashem, I will get there. So that person has all of his life is different. He said, even if you mamish and drink Be'ilu Mazah, and you eat and you drink and you metayel Be'ilu Mazah. It's not, what is my dream? Not one day to have a big house with a big private yacht and a plane. My dream is to be dovuk and kaddish Hashem and not to enjoy the world. Most of the time, maybe in the way I will need a little bit, some houses, some boats. But it's not where I want, this is not the dream, I made it. I made it is if when I'm 100 years old I could say, Ches l'shem shamayim, shlof l'shem shamayim, this is what I made it. I don't think I will do it, could be I'll have to stop to a couple houses on the way. But not that, oh, if I will get one day to that house, I made it. That has to be the Ashkofer. That was the shmuz that he gave, and that was the person. it, all of his life, morning he had some kind of like cereals, like oatmeal lasagne, potatoes, and that, this is what he ate for 104 years. The Zal Bazach came to his house, you'd see. He asked not to spend money to buy him a choshev cake. It's a waste of the money. The Matzeva also waste. They charge a lot. So he prefers if he could be buried near simple people, near choshev people, and then the Shemayim, the Kitzurim, that Chazmin. Just put me in simple people. And if someone really is for action and to buy me a nice Matzeva and caver, I'm asking just give the money to Tzedokim and Mishmosim, but don't spend it on a cake. And the last thing written in Tzavoa, he says, I know a lot of people have a mistake. They think I'm a choshev guy, but it's wrong. So I'm giving you an answer, don't give your kids names on my name. It's not a good name to give. I'm not answering. And I'm telling you, I'm advising you it's a mistake. This is what a person believes. I'll say it's not, some people, shpirtz achanot. Yeah, we have other guys, we don't know who they are. Yeah. Then we have guys, they inside, they know. Very honored. Yeah, very honored. It's a very chashev azar. Yeah. You have to at least try to be like that. Shtemel was one who said, he was an honor of the answer. When God finishes his tzavah, I know you have a mistake, and I know you are team to call your name. It's a mistake if you would choose my name. I know who I am. I'm advising you. We're good at the Xavier, I checked today. First he said, more from advising. I tell you not. Then he found it on his kids, Eli Blach. It's raised and says, and in the Yaetz, advising not to give the name. Yeah, I'm not saying that, I'm not saying the results. So, the person takes himself in Chanukah. You could grab that Pashas, that Hashkofa, that Reina Hashkofa. With that smother and learn. Just tell you. So the Edzim, I want to speak about in the end, of Shir, but Le'inyan, Le'inyan, Bo'yisa'inyan,